Begin the current daf, Mesech the Shabbos daf test, we begin the Amid Beis. Begin with Teis de Remaschel. Teis begins with the words of the Gemara, Le'yeshiv Adam Lefnei HaSaper. These are the words of the Mishnah. A person should not sit in front of the barber, Samach LeMincha, when it's close to the time of Mincha, Atchei Spal, until he davens. Teis explains why this is not difficult from a Gemara Pesachim. Because Teis is bothered, V'hadam B'Avri Pesachim. This is says Gemara in Avri Pesachim. Daf Tzadik Teis Amid Beis. In Mesech Pesachim. That Avri Shabbos of Avri Yom Tovim, when it's before, it's in the afternoon before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. It says, Lo Yechel Ad Shetechshech. It shouldn't eat until it gets dark. But Teis is bothered. What do you mean? Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every afternoon you're not allowed to eat from when it's already in the beginning of the afternoon. Why are we saying specifically every Shabbos, every Yom Tov? So Teis says, no, Hainu, that's a fill his bowel. That's even if a person daven Lo Yechel shouldn't eat. On the Erev Shabbos, let's say. Can the Farah Shosn, like the Gemara explains over there. Kadeshi comes Le Shabbos, Keshu B'taiba, that he should come into Shabbos with an appetite. But you're right, if he didn't daven yet, I didn't even other days is going to be forbidden, like our Gemara says in our Mishnah over here. Now, the Mishnah continues, says, as we continue to taste their maskel, the Mishilu, if they started, okay, then Imav Sigan, then we don't stop them. Which today's comes to prove that it doesn't make a difference if he started earlier in the day when he was permitted to, or even when he started when it was already forbidden. Which the Mishnah said that these things you're not allowed to do before Mincha, but if you started, you don't stop. So Teis explains, Afil Eschilu B'Isser. We tell you, you don't have to stop, even if you started prohibitedly, when it was already the time when you're really supposed to have Mincha first. K'demucha B'Sukkah, like it's obvious from the Gemara in Sukkah, Dav L'Machesem and Alf. K'abim Misha B'Baderech, regarding the case of someone that's coming back from a long journey. V'im B'Yad Lulav, and he didn't have a Lulav, so he comes home, Noitle Al Shulchan, he takes it on the table that he's on. Which sounds like from the words of the Mishnah over there, that even if he came back from the journey, he started eating. We say, you got to stop your meal. You got to take it from the table where you're middle eating and chuck a lulav. Now, Parach, the Gemara asks over there, Lamema the Mafsikin, is that to say that you stop your meal to go out and do the mitzvah? But what's not, we learned in our Mishnah that says, in Mishilu, if they started already to eat, then they Mafsikin, we don't stop him. Now, says Taisi, Balei Mishani, the Gemara does not answer, which it simply could say, very simply, the Hacha Mishilu Behater, what do you mean? Our Mishnah, it says that he started earlier in the day. So therefore, although now it reached the time of Mincha, we don't stop him. But V'gabi Lulav, regarding that of shuckling Lulav, Hishilu Be'isru, they started to eat the meal when it was prohibited, because the Mitzafri is Amnihu. The time of taking Lulav starts already early in the morning. And when he came back from the journey, whatever time he started to eat a meal, it was already with when you're not allowed to eat, you have to already shuckle. So from the fact that the Gemara does not make the differentiation, Tesis proves, obviously, because it doesn't make a difference if you started Behato Be'isru, and therefore the Gemara didn't give that as an answer, and therefore the Gemara had asked it and says, yes, obviously that's a question, why would you have to stop by the Lulav if we say in our Mishnah that even you started Be'isru, you don't have to stop to daven. And says Tesis, Vachanami Mashm B'Gemara, so it sounds like that from the Gemara, because the Kama, our Gemara over here says, Kivin Deshari Himyoni, we said, once he opened up his belt, so then Lema Trachinle, we don't make him go through the effort, according to you, if you hold Meir B'Zer Rishus, you don't have to go ahead and close up your belt to go ahead and daven Meir. Now, it sounds like that according to the one who holds Meir is obligatory, then you do stop. The difficulty is, but Mincha, according to everyone, we said in the Gemara is Chayva, and even so, we don't make you stop. So the thing is that if there's a difference between if you started Behet or if you started Be'isr, then there wouldn't be a difficulty. Ma'ariv obviously means you started Be'isr, because from the beginning of the night, it's already Zman of Devli Ma'ariv. And before the Zman, no one's going to say it's forbidden to start. So obviously, that there is no difference between starting Beheter or starting Be'isr. Now, more of a sustasis, V'yishyashiv nami hadukash b'gemar, based on what we're saying, it also answers what's difficult in the Gemara. Regarding what the Gemara says, that, oh, let's say this is a refutation of Rishu Malevi. He says once it reaches the time of davening Mincha, you're not allowed to eat anything before you daven Mincha. On that, the difficulty is, we learned in the Mishnah that says if you start, you don't have to stop. Now, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, oh, you're right, we're not talking about Mincha Tam, we're talking about Mincha Gedolah. But the thing is, if there's a difference when you start a Beheter by Isser, just say simply, say our Mishnah is talking about when you start a Beheter, Rishu Malevi is talking about when you start a Be'isser. Rather says Tesis, obviously, because you cannot make that differentiation, it doesn't make a difference, and therefore the Gemara does not give that as an answer. That's also resolved with the concept that we're saying over here, that the halacha of a mischilu and mafsikin is even if they were hischil be'isr. Continuing next Tesis, the maschil, Tesis begins the words of the Mishnah, like we said, emafsikin, that you don't have to stop, which Tesis proves that this is only Tobah if you have time after what you already started to daven after that. Which the Mishnah said that these things you shouldn't start before you daven Mincha, but we said if you started, then you don't have to stop. So Taisa says, that's v'davka b'deikas choice b'yam lesbal. That's only if you're going to have time to daven afterwards. K'demash b'gemar, like it sounds from the Gemara. Where do we see that from the Gemara? Because the comment, the Gemara says, b'mincha l'shchich shichus. Oh, the difference between mincha and b'mincha, it's not so common for people to get drunk. Now, mashma, it sounds like that, yeah, because therefore we don't have to make you stop and tie up your belt and go ahead and daven, because you're not going to be drunk and you'll be able to make a mincha after that. Because we don't want you just to miss out mincha. It's because you're not going to, because you're not going to get drunk. And says Taisus, so too Besukah, also in the Gemara Sukkah, which recorded in the previous Taisus, Behed Yemukim Asnitin, Bedeik HaShayis. The Gemara that explicitly explains that the Halacha of our Mishnah is talking about when you still have time to daven mincha afterwards. Because the Mishani Amashaveis Le'el, because actually the Gemara answers regarding the Gemara's question that we quoted in the previous Taisus, which the Gemara asks, wait a second, you have to shuckle lulav even though you started your meal? It sounds like you have to stop in the middle and shuckle. Our Mishnah says you don't have to stop. And the Gemara, in its answer, we said in the previous Taisus why it doesn't give a different answer, but what's the Gemara answer? Hadeka Shais, this is talking about where he has time, but Hadeleka Shais is talking about where he doesn't have time. Obviously, in our Mishnah Toma, where he has time and therefore he doesn't have to stop. There in the Lulav Toma, where he doesn't have time and therefore he has to stop. But that's again, that's like we're saying that this that we say you don't have to stop is only if you'll have time after whatever you started to daven after that. Continue next Taisa Rav Masel. It begins with the words of the Gemara, Lematav Tuyuv to Bishum Levi. Let's say there's a reputation of Bishum Levi, which Taisa asks in the Gemara's question and explains that the Gemara had asked, we said in the Mishnah, you started close to Mincha. You're not supposed to start, but if you did, you don't stop. So the Gemara of Shuban Levi, he says that, no, once you reach time for Mincha, you're not allowed to taste anything until you daven Mincha. Now, that says the Gemara, that seems to refute Reb Shuban Levi. That says, Taisus, that why couldn't the Gemara have answered? What do you mean? Shuban Levi agrees that if you start, you don't stop. This that he says you're not allowed to eat anything until you daven, it means to say that if you didn't start yet, that's what it means to say. And that says, Taisus, no, because Mashmalei, it sounds like for the Gemara, that fill a hischel, that even if you start, sounds like from Shuman Levi's words, that even if you start, that mafsig you would have to stop. Where do they see that? And if that's contradicted from the Allah of our Mishnah. May the Amma Asalitim, from the fact that he says you're not allowed to taste anything, sounds like whatever the circumstances is, even if you started, you would have to stop. That's contradicted from the Allah of our Mishnah. Now, but Vim Taimah B'tai says, if you're going to say and ask a different question, Luki Masnitin Behiskel Behetzer, why couldn't you say that the Allah of our Mishnah is talking about that you started when it was still permitted? And your Bishop would agree over there that you wouldn't have to stop there. And he's talking about when you started Bisser. So Taisus in this question, he explains, oh, and don't prove from the fact that Rabbi Shimon Levi says you're not allowed to taste anything. That would sound like that even if you started Behet, you would have to stop. Because says Taisus, no. The Ashkechan Gabi Avdallah, we find regarding the laws of Avdallah Matzah Shabbos. In Avri Pesachim Lev Kazayim Adav. The Kamenami Kei Lishna, that you have the you find the same wording of Rabbi Shimon Levi over there. The wording of the Gemara there is Asla Adam Litim Klum Kodem Shiyad. Not taste anything before you make Avdallah. Fafilo Achim Ashman still says, Taisa sounds like from the Gemara with him, Hischilu Beheter, if you started permissibly, let's say when it was still Shabbos, like Shal Shur, this time you started eating, Eim Avsikin, we don't stop you. Tekama Hasim, because that's what the Gemara says over there. Hachim Rav, this is what Rav says, Havdalah in a Kavaz, Havdalah does not make a permanence. In other words, right, although it's after Shabbos already, you don't have to make Havdalah, says the Gemara of Hanamili, the Kaviv Achli. That's if you already had started your permanence, if you started eating when it was still Shabbos. But to start initially after Shabbos, then you're not allowed to start until you make Avdallah. But one thing is, you see that although it says the wording that you're not allowed to taste anything, that is, if you started Beheter, that you don't have to stop. So therefore, we're back to the question, why didn't the Gemara say that the Lachav Mishnah is talking about when you started a Beheter? Mishumalevi that says that, oh, you're not allowed to taste anything is when you started a Beisr, because you could interpret the words of Asur Litam Klum, like the Gemara in Avei Pesachim, that it means only when you started Beisr. Because we find Avdallah that says the wording, and when you start a Beheter, you're allowed to continue eating. So as Taisa Vishnah, what you could say is, because the Mishchilu Emav Sikin, the words in the Mishnah that says that if you start, you don't have to stop. Mashmalei, the Gemara understands that to mean, Afil Eschilu Be'isr. Even if you started prohibitedly, could appear to be seen, like we Taisa explained in the Halacha of the Mishnah. If so, that's going to be difficult in Reb Shuman Levi, because he said that even if you start, that you would have to stop. If you started Be'isr, we want to say, okay, maybe he didn't say Beheter, but the Halacha Mishnah is even Be'isr that you don't have to stop. And that's for sure, Reb Shimon Levi is saying that you would have to stop, and therefore he's contradictive in the Halacha of the Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara has to requalify and say, oh, you're right, we're not talking about Mecha Ketana. In our Mishnah, we're talking about Mecha Gedayla. Continue next, Taisa B'Maschil. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, but Tasparish Shal Ben Alasha, because we're talking about specific haircut, that of Ben Alasha, which Taisa explains, what's the Halacha L'Maisim? That is the Gemara, an answer that, truth is, we're talking about Mecha, we're talking about Mecha Gedayla. So why is it forbidden? You have so much time. Why can't you do these activities? Oh, and it says you can't take a haircut. Samach lemincha, it's a very elaborate haircut which could take the whole afternoon. This is, so you're not allowed to eat samach lemincha. What do you mean? Just eating? Well, you have the whole day. Yes, it's by mincha gedolah, but a large meal, a large banquet, even by noontime already, we're concerned you might come to miss mincha. Now, Tosfos says, it would appear that the halacha follows like this interpretation of the Gemara, and therefore, a small meal, you are allowed to do, even though it's close to mincha gedolah, until it reaches, as Mefarshim explained, Taisim said, until it reaches the time of davening, which is that of Mincha Gitan. Now, moreover, as this answer the Gemara is saying, Vedavka Suda Gedoyla, so specifically a large meal, could go into this Erisin, like a meal, a banquet of an engagement, Venisuin over a Chasna, Besudas Milo, or the Suda of a Bris Milo, that's also, that's going to be forbidden. Because it's like this answer the Gemara that these are elaborate things. But the Laker of Echabar Yaakov, but not like the other answer in the Gemara, the Asa for the Suda Gitan, the Samachal Mecha Gedele, he says, not even a small meal, close to even 12:30, which is at 12 o'clock, which was the second approach of the Gemara, because the Halacha Kalishna Kama says, the Halacha follows like the first version, the Sasim La Nashas, which is anonymously said in the Gemara, so therefore, Ravashi, Shubasra, Ravashi, who he was from the latest of the Maram, where we go like the Basra regarding the Amiram, Sidra Sashas, he organized the Gemara, and therefore he's the anonymous first interpretation of the Gemara. The Halacha says, Gabasel, Gabar Ravacha B'Yakov, and Halacha follows like Ravashi, in contrast to Ravacha B'Yakov. Now, Tais explains, this that the Gemara tells us later on. When the Gemara asks the question on the next daf, oh, when does we consider a judgment starting? You cannot prove what we're saying is the halacha, but Tais says that's not a valid proof to say, oh, that obviously the halacha of a Mishnah that says that you cannot do is only the beginning of a din, which takes a longer time, which that would be like Rav Acha, from the fact that we're asking, oh, so what is Aschal's din? Because actually, according to Rav Acha, it's even by Gmar din that you're not allowed to do by Mincha Gedolah. So it says, no, because the Ikel Amim, you could say that that Gemara's question of Aschal's din is not going on the prohibition of starting. It's actually going the second half of the Halacha. The Koi, that's going on Im Eschilu Im Afsika. It's going on, and if you started, you don't stop, which that we're saying that that's a leniency. What's considered that you started, that you wouldn't have to stop. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is coming to explain, but not regarding the initial halacha, because that would actually be possibly like Rav Acha by Yaakov, even by the Gemara Hadim. Now, Umiwa, however, Tesis says, Samacha Mincha Gitana, but based again how we're ruling, but close to the time of Mincha Gitana, which is like 3 o'clock on a perfect 6 to 6 day, Asa Filas Tudi Gitana, the halacha would be that you're forbidden even to start a small meal, the Mishchilu, and if you started then Afsikin, you would have to stop, because as Tesis explains, V'avagav Da'ashas, and although the Gemara, Ilav Rebbe Shuma Levi, if not Rebbe Shuma Levi, because the only reason why we ended up giving this answer of Mincha Gedoyla was only because it contradicts Rebbe Shuma Levi, that he says when it reaches time of Mincha, which we say is Mincha Gitana, you're not allowed to eat anything before Mincha, and we said that's contradicted by the Lach of Mishnah. Without Rebbe Shuma Levi, Havamukula Besuda Gitana, Besamach Mincha Gitana. The Gemara was ready to say, we're talking about even a small meal close to the time of Mincha Gitana. And that Vemeschilu Em Avsikin, and therefore that would mean, as our Mishnah says, but if you did start, you don't stop. It's only because of the question of Rebbe Shuma Levi that says you're not allowed to eat, which sounds like that you would even have to stop. So that's why we amended it. But on that, as Taisus, but for like Hamlet Rebbe Shuma Levi, we don't rule like Rebbe Shuma Levi. Because Amad Perak Tavol Sashachal, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Halacha does not follow like him. And since Halacha is not like him, so then actually now we could explain the Halacha of the Mishnah, that even if you start, you don't stop, even by Mecha Gitana. But still, says Taisus, become welcome, in spite of that, keeping the masik stam hashas hachi, since ultimately we do have an anonymous interpretation of our Gemara to explain the halacha of a Mishnah, that's Tumah Mincha Gedoyla, Mashmet sounds like the Baha, the Mischilu Mavsikin, that this we say that if you did start, you have to stop. Regarding that idea, Kaimel and Kava say that we do rule like a Bishuma Levi. I, the Gemara says in Brachas, we don't rule like him. Says Taisus, that's Vedavka Baha, the Amad, the Asalitim, Afilapayas. That's regards to that he says, do you not taste anything that he says a blanket? You can't eat even Paris. On that is what the Gemara was saying over there, like Kamal and Kabbalah say, that we don't rule like him. So therefore, however, regarding the other part of his halacha, that if you start a small meal near the time of Mincha Gitana, regarding that, we actually do rule like him. As the Mashmois of our Gemara, it's only by Samach Mincha Gitana that you wouldn't have to stop, and therefore by Mincha Gitana, however, you would have to stop. So Taisus told us, Lalocha, like the first version, the first interpretation of our Gemara, that you're allowed to start a small meal near Samach to Mincha Gedayla, but Samach to Mincha Gitana would be forbidden even a small meal, and then yes, if you start, like Rabbi Shimon Levi says, you would have to stop. Continuing next, Tais de Maschil, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Halan Bahalahu, that's for us, and that's for them. Tais explain, what does that mean? As the Gemara brought, what's the beginning of a meal? According to Rav, it's from the wash your hands. According to Bechanina, it's from when you untie the belt. So the Gemara says, it's not a machlekes. That's for us, that's for them. Where Pirish Bakunchi explains, what does that mean? B'nai Bavel, the people in Babylon, they would girdle themselves very tight with their belt. And therefore, when they open up their belt, that's considered the beginning of their meals. And so to the Gemara later on, sounds like this. From the fact that Abaye says, our Babylonian counterparts, according to one who says, Mayrib is voluntary, said the Gemara, oh, so then when from they open their belts, we don't make them go through the effort of tying their belt back and davening Mayrib. So you see that it was the Babylonians who they had the belts. Now, Taisa addresses a point. Reb Chanina, who he was in Eretz Yisrael, so wait, why is he giving the Babylonian interpretation of opening the belts? Says Taisis, because he was actually telling to his students who were from Bavel. And for Rav Shaim and Bavel, so interestingly, Rav, who is from Bavel, why was he saying the Eretz Yisrael interpretation of washing the hands? Because he was actually talking to his students who were from Eretz Yisrael. Because the Taisis explains, Lefisha Darkon Hoy Lesrachik, actually the custom of the students in the Talmudic times, actually their custom was actually to distance their yeshiva, because they couldn't learn so well when they were still at home. And therefore, actually, the Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael had those from Bavel, and those in Bavel had those from Eretz Yisrael. Now, but based on this interpretation, Tais is Vakasha, but now it's difficult. The Parakids Mavarchim in Brachas Dav Memdal Medav Besoif, at the end of the Parakamar, the Gemara says, regarding what's the halacha, the nusach of the bracha what's called the bracha Me'in Shalish, the Al Ha'eit. So Rav Chisdam, he says, Allah Oretz Val Perisei, you conclude by saying, we thank Hashem for the land and for its fruit. Rabbi Yechidam, he says, Allah Oretz Val Peris, he says, we thank Hashem for the land and the fruit. Now, Vam Hasan the Gemara says, Loi Pligi, they're not disagreeing. Halan no Halahu, that's for us and that's for them. Which is, Rav Chisd is saying that the Nusach is Periseha, that's for Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yechidam is saying the Nusach of Bavel. The problem is, Maskabal Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman asked on Rav Chisda is in Bavel. So he's saying, Inu Achli, those in Eretz Yisrael, they eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Vanam Avarchina, and we make the bracha on the, why Rav Chisda is in Bavel. How could he be the one saying, Periseha, its fruits, that's only if you're eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, but we're in Bavel. Rav Yechon, he's the one in Eretz Yisrael, why is he saying the one, Allah Peris, he should be saying Periseha. Now that says the Gemara, says Taisus, Umay Parch, but what's the Gemara's question? Lamer of Chizda Oimel Tamida. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to switch it around. But says Taisus, why? Lamer of Chizda Oimel Tamida of Shoim Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you say, like we're saying here in our Gemara? Although Rav Chizda wasn't in Bavel, he was telling his students who were from Eretz Yisrael, Al Periseha. And Rabbi Yechon, who had students from Bavel, was saying Al Peris. Says Taisus, what you could say is because the Kimlei, the one who asked the question, obviously knew Shabbat Yisrael at that time, Loi Hayu Lefan of Tamida Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chizda did not have students from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's why the Gemara had asked the question, how could he say the Nusach of Al Periseha if he is in Bavel? And they couldn't give the answer. So Taisa says, Halan Va'alahu is the those in Bavel, that they generally girdle themselves very tight. Their meal starts when they open up the belt, and those in Eretz Yisrael, that they don't do that, their meal starts when they wash their tzitzit. Continue next Taisa D'Vimaskal, Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Lamanda Amet Fils Avris Rishus, according to the one who says that Ma'ariv is elective, is a voluntary thing, limit Chachinle, then once they open up the belt, we don't make them go through the effort. Which Taisa asks on these words of the Gemara, and he explains it. Moreover, he explains it's not in all situations that we say Ma'ariv is Rishus that you could just nullify. So on that, Taisa is bothered with a question. He says, Vim Tem, if you're going to say, ask us to take a second look. What do you mean? Even if Ma'ariv is Rishus, but typically, Mishum Krishma, when you daven Ma'ariv, so the Ma'ariv, let's say the Damida, the Shemayna Esrei, that's Rishus. But when you're daven Ma'ariv, that's when you say the Krishma in the evening, which is biblical, in the Shachris and at Ma'ariv. So for that itself, you should have to tie the belt to go ahead and say Krishma. Yishlam Tayyip says, what you could say is, Kigan Chakar Krishma was saying he already said Krishma by this man, but he didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. And now he's really supposed to daven Ma'ariv, he opened up his belt. That's what we say, oh, Ma'ariv is Rishus, according to that opinion. Therefore, we're not matriach him to go ahead and tie his belt, he'll daven afterwards. Now, moreover, on this idea that we just said, it appears to the Ri. Even though we're saying in our Gemara, according to one that says Rishus, okay, we don't make you tie a belt, in Levat L'machinah, it doesn't mean say you could just for no good reason, nullify davening Ma'ariv. It has to be some type of a need. Like in our Gemara, where he already opened up his belt, where it's a tircha, we don't make you go ahead and tie up your belt and daven, rather we rely on that you'll daven after the meal. Because even if you forgot to daven, it doesn't make a difference because it's not really an obligatory tefillah, but there's some type of a need. Oh, yemiyashu mitzvah she'inaver. So you have some type of even non-time-sensitive mitzvah, but still, yes, a mitzvah leisba. Then we'll say, okay, do the mitzvah and don't daven because ma'ariv is just rishus. Af bisha mitzvah inaver, even though it's not a time-sensitive mitzvah. But as Tei says, av b'chinen for no good reason, ain't levat l'beshor, even according to this man, the Amma, you shouldn't just nullify davening ma'ariv. And Taylor, you should know this. Shari Yaakov Tikno, Yaakov Inu, he instituted Ma'ariv. Why would one nullify Ma'ariv for no good reason? But even more of a sister is because they're bringing prepared to Vosha Shachar. The Gemara says in Brachas of Chavav and Beis, she can negate Akhtar Zivam. Shachar is Avram, that correlates to the Tamid of the morning. Yitzchak, that's Mincha, that correlates to the Tamid Shalbein Abayim, which those are obligatory. Ma'ariv correlates to the sacrificing of the limbs. She called Elayla, which all night long, as Ma'ariv. Delay Ma'akvi Kampar, you're right, it does not hold back the atonement of the carbon, it's still going to be valid even if you don't do the Akhtar Zevam, but El Mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah. So Chanami Tvul Zavras Mitzvah, so too Ma'ariv davening is, it's not a Chiyuv, it's Rishus, but it's a mitzvah, and therefore says Tzayz V'in L'Harach, Tzayz says one does not have to be lengthy regarding this topic, that although it's not obligatory, but one should not just nullify for no good reason, and even according to Ma'adamah Rishus, one should go ahead and daven Ma'ariv in the evening.